Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I was just listening to the presidential approval ratings as we were rolling up, and I don't believe him. I don't believe he's at 49%, but that's all beside the point. We're going to what has happened this week. We are going to see this stuff again. Right now, there's 15,000 Americans outside of Kabul in Afghanistan. Don't know if they're coming. We don't know if we're going to get them out of there. And we left just a ton. I don't know how to quantify it. We left enough equipment there to outfit a really good military force. And we may see some of that stuff again. 20 years ago, the military-industrial complex rushed the United States into a pair of wars that cost billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of lives, only to end in this abject humiliation of American power in Kabul over the past few days. And meanwhile, defense contractors who had no financial incentive to properly train in Afghan military to operate independently of them, they made out quite handsomely along the way. Today, you have a new alliance of big government and big business that seeks to profiteer from the domestic culture war. You can call this the woke industrial complex. And the consequences could be even more devastating this time around for democracy at home and for the moral standing of the United States on the global stage. There's a new book out by a gentleman named Vivek Ramaswamy called Woke Incorporated. And he says the woke industrial complex concentrates into the hands of a small group of investors and CEOs the power to determine the social and moral value on a vast range of issues, from climate change to race. Companies like BlackRock and Goldman Sachs and Twitter leverage their market power to wield undue influence in the marketplace of ideas by stopping companies from going public, firing employees, and censoring viewpoints on the internet. And in so doing, they betray the one person, one vote principle that defines American democracy. This is a rampant abuse of the economic power, and it undermines open debate and fuels this growing epidemic of institutional mistrust in America that renders the democracy more fragile, endangering the republic. And fragility at home for the United States begets fragility abroad. The United States is that big, overbearing entity on the planet to where when we sneeze, everybody catches cold. And this past week, the geopolitical consequence of wokeism was painfully on display during our you know, our stupid departure from Afghanistan. Not stupid that we pulled out of it, but stupid the way we pulled out of it. Pundits who criticized Biden's flawed execution missed the more important point. The only way to have ensured an orderly exit from Afghanistan was to impress the fear of total decimation upon the Taliban in response to malign behavior. And Biden made no threat. Strictly speaking, in a military thought pattern, if you will, what we should have gone and done in the beginning when we went there was found as much of the Taliban as we could, killed them the worst way we could figure out how to do it, not nuking them, killing them the way they kill people, and left. We should have rolled in there, did all of that grim stuff, and left a few messages behind. Don't make us come back here. That's pretty grim, isn't it? That's a pretty grim thing. But that's war. This is why they say war is hell. Biden did not make that threat. He didn't follow through with it. Bush didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Trump decided that he didn't want to do it because what he didn't want to do is he didn't want to fight a war that we weren't going to win. So he started, you know, Obama had put things in place to start drawing things down. He was going along with it. But it wasn't the way Biden executed it. President Trump would have he would have left that threat in place. Now, the Taliban, even if Biden had made this threat, the Taliban knew that he wouldn't have followed through on it. When the commander-in-chief of the United States obsessingly criticizes our country, including by claiming, as Biden did, that systemic racism stains our national soul, Washington loses the moral standing to project strength abroad precisely at the moment when we need it most. And the Taliban, who are old hands at this, I mean, they've been invaded by many nations over time. They exploited this grim reality to the fullest extent. There was no, this was not a tactical failure. It was a failure of moral leadership. Every minute that our military spent this year teaching our troops about white privilege should have been spent cultivating the American idealism and projecting it abroad in ways that give us the moral authority to do what needs to be done under extraordinary circumstances like the ones we encountered this week. And if America's president doesn't believe in American exceptionalism, who else is going to? Another factor compounded our compromised geopolitical position, too, is the top companies in America turned their backs on America. Just this week, Twitter effectively aided the Taliban in their coup by permitting them to tweet to hundreds of thousands of followers as they seized control of the presidential palace in Kabul. Meanwhile, Twitter has permanently banned the 45th president of the United States from communicating with his own followers here in America. And the Taliban made quite the bit of hay of this fact in a recent news conference, referring a question about free speech to U.S. companies like Facebook. Companies like Disney and Nike regularly criticize the United States, even as they praise the Chinese, the genocidal Chinese Communist Party. The Taliban is laughing at us at this moment, at our disorganization. So, when China invades Taiwan in the years ahead, these same companies will remain silent or even praise Beijing. But this is wokeism in play. This is what being woke on the left side looks like. This is what you get out of it. And, the consequences could be existential for American democracy and the Republic at home. And what has always been American exceptionalism abroad. In order to actually address this problem, we have to acknowledge it, speak out about it, and then expose it. Is this something we can do now? Do we have it in us? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10%
10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Sorry for the, I was having a little technical snafu at the beginning of the show that normally never ever happens, and then we had to all put on our thinking caps. But we are here now, and joining me now, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, I had a premonition. when the show was supposed to start a few minutes ago, I thought, that must just be crazy to be Bill Frady, to have guests on every week, and you hit the button, and you're there on an act of faith going, please be there, because otherwise my plans change for the next 15 minutes. And we are there, but that is quite the act of faith. And
well, see, this is the thing.
It even works.
If I had actually done something, some sound engineering wizardry to get it back, that would be cool. That would be great. But what happened is this. The computer that controls everything, I turned it off and on again. The board that controls everything, I turned it off and on again. The only thing I didn't turn off and on again is the interface, which is called the Comrex brick, which then I turned it off and on again, and Viola.
Gosh, you tech genius.
Yeah.
Did you try plugging it in? I like
that. I only
that.
Knew to do
all
that
right.
Because I've watched the IT crowd. So.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, in our abbreviated stance here, where would you like to go, sir? I know there's been lots of self-defense gun stories happening and other things that probably have caught your eye.
But this is the continuing tragedy of the United States caught my eye, Bill. 29 people were wounded by gunfire in Chicago this weekend. 6 additional were both shot and killed. Where's that peace dividend that Democrats told us would come? They got rid of the evil demon Trump, vanquished from the public sphere and social media, and the police have been reined in, so no excess policing, and now criminals are treated with compassion rather than jail time.
Well,
certainly
you know,
isn't bringing peace to Chicago.
All that's happened is there's no more mean tweets. That's all that's happened.
But we're trading mean tweets for death in Chicago. I'm not sure that was a good trade. And I'm not alone. I checked a Rasmussen poll, came out just the other day. Now, it was commissioned by a police special advocacy group. They said 70% of us, and this was likely voters, think crime is out of control. 90% didn't go quite that far, not out of control, but at least concerned about the recent increase in violent crime. 64% said they're very concerned. It sounds like it was a bad trade. All of us think so. No bail. Okay, now here's what we think. 70% of voters say district attorneys refusing to prosecute accused criminals contributes to rising violent crime. Makes sense to me. Seems
sure.
Pretty smart. 61% believe early release of criminals from prison contributed to the increase in violent crime. I'm there with them. 56% think prohibiting police from stop and frisk of a suspect believed to be armed contributes to violent crime. You know, maybe we could argue that one. So when the news sounds crazy out of Chicago, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, I'm not the only guy. There are a lot of people who think that.
You know, when it comes to stop and frisk, and I don't know if you remember this, and I don't remember who did it, but I remember that they've done these social media experiments where they've narrowed down exactly where these people are, where they live, block it is, what zip code it is, all these other things. And my question is this. Why, I mean, we've got this bail reform, which is basically, it's not bail. It's paperwork, and you back out. You know, hit the revolving door. You're back on the street. So these cities, like say New York City, where they have bail reform. They had stop and frisk, but they don't have stop and frisk now. And the only laws they're passing right now are ostensibly to go against law-abiding gun owners. My question becomes this: why have a police presence at all if you're not going to get serious about law enforcement, which that means there's penalties for these things. Penalties.
Well, and then, Bill, I think a pretty good answer to why they continue to put some police out on the street, even if they handcuff them terribly to be effective and make them ineffective?
I think that's just a front.
Yes.
I think it's just a front.
Yes. It's designed to deflect political criticism. If the politicians actually took the cops off the street, we'd be up in arms. You and I are already armed. What difference would it make? But it lets the politicians hide behind the police. They continue to blame. They need someone to blame.
That is indeed true. But here's a problem.
Yeah?
I think that whole thing is reached. The whole thing with Afghanistan?
Yeah?
I think everybody gets the whole template idea now.
Yeah.
Because now they've seen something on the gigantic where they're not actually controlling the narrative now. They don't control the press in Kabul.
Right.
In Kandahar. In the Helmand province. They're not controlling the press there. So what's coming out of there is probably some very inconvenient stuff. So now on top of everything else where everybody's been like, this just doesn't seem right. I wonder if they haven't really overplayed this hand badly.
I fear for how badly we're going to have to pay for their mistakes.
Well, that's definitely...
When we come back.
That's definitely a story for another moment. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. We'll cut another episode tonight. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. Bill, there's an article there we want to talk about later.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense says it has evacuated approximately 42,000 people from Afghanistan since the end of July.
Within the last 24 hours, the total passenger count was approximately 16,000.
Speaking with reporters, Army Major General Hank Taylor noting refugees have been taken to temporary safe haven locations in Qatar, the UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, Italy, Spain, and Germany. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is getting full approval from the FDA. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodstock hailing the news.
This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic.
It's the first COVID vaccine to be approved by regulators. The vaccine has been given to millions of Americans under emergency use authorization since last December. USA Radio News. The House of Representatives has come back early from their summer recess to debate and vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was approved in the Senate. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News saying infrastructure money is needed around the country as soon as possible.
We need to fix our roads and bridges. We can't take our eyes off of that. We need internet in urban areas and rural areas. We need to get the lead out of pipes.
Republicans are worried about inflation due to all the government spending. The U.S. Capitol police officer who shot and killed military veteran Ashley Babbitt inside the Capitol building on January 6th was cleared by his agency. The Capitol police announcing an internal probe found the officer's conduct in the shooting was both lawful and within the agency's policy. The officer, who has not been officially named, will not be facing internal discipline. Babbitt's family says they plan to file a wrongful death lawsuit. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And we sort of segued, but let's see what we got. What we got going on? Next, sir, next.
Next, well, moving on, is moving right back to your backyard, Bill.
Sure.
I noticed that the Law Enforcement Division, South Carolina, said, wow, you know, when you make carry permits free, more people apply. Who would have thought that? I mean, could we have planned for that surprising result? And now they're taking 60 days. And just, in fact, they were buried by new applications, which is wonderful. Lots of new women and minorities want to carry.
Although
hear any excuses in the local news?
No, none. But the other thing is I have seen, I haven't caught any yet. Let me put it that way. But
okay.
I only look at the local news around here most of the time. I also haven't seen anybody open carrying yet either.
Right. You want to make sure everybody gets the memo before you start doing that. I was just at a store the other day with my friend. Open carry is legal in Louisiana. Guy goes, oh, I really like that you're open carrying. And he goes, my friend points to me and goes, Rob, conceals. And I go, you're just too cheap to get a permit. And he goes, well, yeah. The beautiful advantage of open carry is that if, and this is a hardware store, if I reach up and my gun becomes exposed, I didn't expose myself to an inadvertent offense where I get cited, dragged into court for brandishing. You know, all that kind of craziness now is off the table.
Right.
That's, to me, the big benefit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have been I'm not nearly as, you know, I'm still carrying the gun concealed. So when I go out,
right.
I'm not nearly as concerned about, is it showing? Because now I right. guess if I print it, doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to be traveling through a number of states. All those laws are different about, well, if can someone see that you're armed? How much of the gun do they have to see for it to remain, quote, concealed? And what often bothers me is if I hide a gun, you know, the cop goes, well, that gun was hidden except for the buttstock. So it was exposed. Does that mean I could carry it without a permit this way? Well, no, then it would be concealed. I'm going, wait a minute. So things get crazy. We haven't sorted that law out effectively in every state, and it differs from state to state.
Right.
And hopefully next year, both you and I will both have constitutional carry, but we may be behind you. We may have to follow in your footsteps and say, you know, Sheriff, you're going to do this for free. Now how interested are you in making sure you, quote, get your cut? So I think that was a brilliant political move.
I very seriously doubt that Louisiana is going to be taking any pointers from South Carolina.
Well, we thought we had a veto-proof majority, and when we went back to count noses, some Republicans were bought off by the governor. So that's why we don't have constitutional carry.
Yeah. That one surprised me.
Yeah, me too. We did get all the usual claims that the world would end, so we have to point out again that, no, it didn't, but oh well. You and I were talking about excuses, how, you know, things are horrible in Chicago. Here's what, Bill, I think some of the media is, I think this is a new tactic that Bloomberg is using. He wants to not only, he pays people to advocate for gun control, but he basically told Democrats, hey, I understand you're managing failing cities. I understand that your politics are killing jobs, releasing criminals. Of course, crime is up. Why don't you help me out, and you guys just blame guns, and I'll generate some pseudo-research that says, yeah, it's not the fact that, you know, you've destroyed the economy. No, it's the fact that people went and bought guns for the last two decades. That's why crime is up in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a tough sell, but they'll try.
Oh, no doubt about it. But, I mean... Now they've got the other thing they've got to be concerned with is I believe they've left hundreds of thousands of rifles over there.
600,000 semi-automatic rifles. Yep.
Well, in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't fully automatic.
Oh no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So now he wants to come after us for our semi-automatics. That's the next question I have.
What Afghanistan's chief export are drugs. That means they're connected with criminals all around the world. They can export drugs and weapons to drug gangs for a decade. Wow, those guns are going to start to turn up in U.S. cities.
Yeah, they are. And there's one other thing that I'm... very concerned with, and
what's that?
I'm not worried about a big presence of Afghanistan showing up here. I'm not. Not of the Taliban, not of Al-Qaeda.
No.
I've always been concerned with us seeing a Mumbai-type attack, a Paris-France type of attack, where we've got various people dismounted. They show up there. They have their weapons pre-positioned like they did at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya. And
in Russia.
Yeah. So, I mean, now, my concern now is the terrorism beginning to, the acts of terrorism. Because apparently, you know, if I were the Taliban, I'd be looking at this guy, and I would do it as long as this guy is president. Uh-huh. And I don't think they can get rid of Biden. I don't think they can get rid of him.
Who they? The Democrats?
The Democrats. I don't think they can get rid of Biden.
No, I think they're stuck with him.
They're stuck with him.
We're stuck.
If they were to try to get rid of him, right? When they mm-hmm. when Kamala Harris ascends to the presidency, then all of a sudden in the Senate they're even Steven. They can have no majority because there is no vice president to break that vote, to break that deadlock.
Oh, fascinating. There's not a line of succession like Pelosi becomes VP?
No, not in the event of... That's only like if you have people dying.
Ah, but not if they're removed by the 25th Amendment. Interesting.
That's right. So their whole agenda goes...
These waters are deep.
Yeah, they are. Deep and murky, very muddy. But, yeah, that's they got all kinds of problems. And I think the Taliban, if they were going to do anything like that, would be stupid to not do it between now and 2024. So that means now, yep. Now we got all kinds of other things to be concerned about and worry about and stuff like that. So tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
Boy, you've just given me more to write about at my blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland once a week. Also, once a week, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you. More to talk about after the break.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. So, what was it that I said that you that caught your attention? Where, hey, I need to be writing about that. What was that?
Just the horrific excuses that politicians make when they disarm innocent people, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have studied this for decades. Background checks, waiting periods, barrel length, magazine capacity. It doesn't stop crime. I think it's just to discourage honest gun owners. Is there any other purpose? Death by a thousand paper cuts?
Well, you know, I wonder about that. And I wonder how much people, like people in New Jersey, I wonder how much they read about what it's like in Louisiana. As far as owning,
okay.
I wonder what people in New York, when they hear about Alabama, if they come to Alabama and they're like looking at people carrying guns out in the open in Alabama, what they think about that. And
so it might just be a marketing job.
Well, that's see the thing about all of these little political things they do,
mm-hmm.
Is that that's all it is. It's advertising. While they're out there telling us, did you know that if you have a gun in the home, you're 97 times more likely to be killed accidentally by a gun in the home, by your own gun. Well, okay, let's think about that. If I didn't have this gun in the home, then there's no way it could kill me accidentally if there was actually a circumstance. So, yes, what you're saying is true, but what is the likelihood that I'm going to accidentally put my face in front of the muzzle, my finger on the trigger, and pull the trigger? Because the gun is not going to self-animate like in Maximum Overdrive. Only in Stephen King's world does that happen.
Well, okay, they're creating a false reality. I think they're doing a good job. I mean, people think the movies are more real than reality. They think criminals use guns frequently and that people like you and I don't, whereas the evidence is a thousandfold the other way. We're far more likely to use a gun in self-defense than to be the victim of a criminal using a gun. That very few criminals actually use firearms. What is it? 8% of violent crimes involve a firearm used by a criminal?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing John Lott has pointed out. When they get out there and they concentrate on gun violence while they're trying to do away with guns, they're ignoring a lot of people who defend themselves with guns against people that don't have guns.
The part that just breaks my heart is, and I don't think they think, boy, if any, we've got some people who are doing some great footwork for this, you know, Antonia Okafor. We've got lots of great Second Amendment women advocates now. Of the, and we can argue whether it's a half million to 3 million a year self-defense cases. We're still talking about at least 70,000 sexual assaults that probably get stopped because the victim was armed. And I'm sitting here going, and you want to disarm them? You think our society would be better if they were victims and the criminal wasn't threatened with the use of a gun? That's a hard sell to me. I think I'm pretty ordinary in that regard.
Yeah, that's the thing there. And the numbers, you know, getting out there and trying to put make the numbers a hard fact,
right?
Is
that's hard.
That's very hard to do. Simply because I've never. That's one thing I've never asked John Lott. How do you actually come up with that? Because I'm sure his method is he has culled his study and he revises his study every year. I don't know if Mayor Kleck ever revised his original study, but I mean the CDC did one in 2013 where they found 3 million defensive gun uses, up to 3 million defensive gun uses per year. So that's the other thing, that those would all be crimes if whatever the number is. Crime
right.
is going to go up. And violent crime, when they're looking at violent crime, they're looking at kidnapping, rape, assault with a deadly weapon, and homicide. Those are the I don't know if armed robbery falls in that.
Categories of violent crime, right? And
so,
we stopped millions of them because we were armed. Thank goodness. But you're right. The numbers. I guess if there were an audience here, we'd pull a Barack Obama and go, you know, I don't want my daughter to pay the price of being disarmed. I don't think you want her to pay that price either. We need to personalize it. And again, we've got some great young women who are doing that. Thank you. But that's not the reality that's spun on the news every day, Bill.
No, well, I mean, the news is more fictional than the movies. the way they spin it, the news is more fictional to me than the movies. So,
well, okay. Now here's something. We see reports that crime went up 50% to as much as 200% in some Democrat-controlled cities last year.
Yep.
Wow. I don't think you can spin that. And then they're saying, well, it's because of guns. But wait a minute. You told me that the 20,000 firearms regulations that you already passed made us safe. Does anybody ever, you know, put those claims to the road test and say, oops, I guess you didn't? And in some sense, does that advertising work anymore? They say, oh, it's dangerous. Well, okay, so we turn around and buy more guns. We believed you. We'll protect ourselves. We don't trust you.
No, we should not trust them. And, you know, I'm seeing... I hope that our law enforcement never decides they're going to become like Australia's law enforcement, because that would be bad.
What is that like?
Well, I mean, in Australia right now, I mean, they don't have a Bill of Rights. They're about to take, like, the health minister has decided that they're going to take 24,000 school-aged children and put them in a stadium without their parents, and they will be safe, but they will also be getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
Without their parents' permission, without their parents' guidance, without their parents' period, without their parents' present. And now imagine if that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
you'd have to call out the National Guard, and I don't think that would work either.
Well, right now, I'm just wondering who's got weapons in the National Guard, because it seems like we left a bunch of them over in the sand. In the sandbox. So, I mean, I'm right now, as far as the military being concerned, the military, you know, they've gotten out there and said, we cannot go out and do operations in Kabul. Right. Even though they're forward deployed and they've got all this other stuff, they're saying they can't do it. They're too busy sitting out there saying, so what's the definition of intersectionality? So I'm not too worried about them calling out the National Guard or any of that other stuff. I mean, if all they got to do is if they did call out the National Guard, we just need to walk around with a bunch of iPads as we're walking up on them, showing them being, you know, being made to sleep in parking garages while they were guarding the Democrats who were rooting through them to see if there's anybody that dared vote for somebody other than a Democrat.
Did you see that classic picture of a guardsman reading Atlas Shrugged in the parking garage? He just leaned up against the column.
Seems like I did. Seems like I did see that one. We're about to run short on time. Tell everybody how to find you. And thank you for coming back, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure, Bill. Thank you. I get to host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast once a week, 15 to 20 minutes. I host the Polite Society podcast, co-host actually. That runs out at 90 minutes. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing gets picked up. You can find it at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge. And I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land. We never got to go there, Bill. Maybe next week.
Definitely next week. I'll just have to turn everything off and on again before we do it. We'll be back. This is Lock and Load. Nexus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.